Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins. I am the host of this podcast. I am also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors. It is here to help you build commercial property portfolios. If you want to find out more, head on over to ncrealestate.co.uk. I am recording this on Sunday, March 17th. Tomorrow is my birthday, so by the time this comes out, birthday will be the day before. I love my birthday. I always have a weekend of just doing so many nice things. On Friday afternoon, we went down to San Antonio Zoo, which was glorious, actually. All the animals looked in good condition, and the zoo was well decorated, and just, it felt nice. And then yesterday, went shopping, which, yeah, it is a big, fun thing of mine. And especially because at the Domain, which is in Austin, North Austin, the tenants or the commercial retailers have champagne or Prosecco that they give to you if you go into certain stores. Amazing. Amazing. It just makes you feel so good, so special, so looked after. I really recommend that a lot more retailers should do that. This afternoon, we are going to a basketball match, and then tomorrow I'm going to the spa all day. You know, I have to celebrate my birthday. I just enjoy it. I don't mind presents or what have you, but it's a really good idea, it just feels really good this time of year to go and do some things that I wouldn't normally do. I today wanted to just have a chat with you about all of the things that are going on at the moment and just some things that I've seen which you may be interested in as well. So to start off with, do you remember when I bought one of my commercial properties that I used a revolving credit facility? At the time, that was just cash flow. And essentially what it was they gave me £100,000 that I could draw down and pay back at any time. It was like an overdraft facility. I would then get charged 1.5% per month on that product. So for however much I had drawn out, I'd get 1.5% worth of interest on that. That disappeared around 2021, 2022, I guess, just cash flow went out of business. And one of my brokers on Friday got in contact with me and said they have an innovative funder who will do a home equity line of credit. So they'll only lend against your own home that you live in. It's a second charge, 5-year facility, only costed when in use. So essentially you draw it down and you get charged interest on that. Agreed limit can be drawn, paid back and redrawn. And it's roughly 9% per annum when in use. So that's a revolving credit facility. It's back and it's cheaper. My gosh, I was paying, what, 18% a year? This is 9% a year, half of that. So it would work really well if you needed to have some more money for a deposit, for example, or some money for a development, as long as you can pay it back pretty quickly. Here's the thing that I can't use it is because at the moment I don't have a property in the UK that I have a personal mortgage on. So they're all either buy-to-let or commercial mortgage products. I don't have any mortgage products for me. I only have mortgage products for me in the US. Is that what we're calling them? Mortgage products for me? Crikey. Personal mortgages. Mortgages for my own home. You know what I mean. So if that is something that you are interested in, drop me an email and I'll do an introduction to you to that broker. It's natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. So many of you asked me about the revolving credit facility when I was talking about it and how useful that sounded. So there we go. There we have it. There is a revolving credit facility back. Just remember, it's got to be on your own home, and they will only lend up to 75% loan to value. So if your first charge is, say, up to 60% loan to value, then you could borrow that additional 15% on top as using this revolving credit facility. Anyway, they are useful if you are good with money and you understand how to use overdrafts. That's where I would use them, and they're really good for springboarding you into buying that next property. So next up, let me talk to you about the fact that we finally got our Charleston property let. My goodness, it took a very long time, but the tenants finally moved in on Thursday. So we used a company called Nomad Lease. I don't know that they're in the US, in the UK, sorry, they're definitely in the US, but they have this innovative product that I think would be really useful in the UK. In fact, I could do with this right now in the UK. So Nomad, you sign up with Nomad, and to list it on all of the portals, so Zoopla, Zillow, crikey, I get very confused about the US and UK sometimes. So all of the major listing platforms for $99. Then what happens is they get applicants who'd be interested in renting your property. The applicants come through the portal. You can then choose to do your own viewings if you want, and if you've got an electric key code, like we now do, you could just let people into your house for 15, 20 minutes, and then it will lock afterwards. So you can see when people have been in and when people have left. Then they do all the application through the portal. So to make sure that they're good, they can pay the rent, all of that good stuff. The lease is then done through the portal. The tenants move in, and then any property management, any maintenance issues, all of that good stuff comes through the portal. You pay Nomad 3% of your monthly rent. So it is cheap. The only thing that they don't do is they don't do the inventory side of things, unless you want that as an added on price. I think based upon the fact that now we will be making $800 a month instead of just breaking even with the previous managing agents, I will put $500 aside so that at the end of this lease, I can go and fly in, check the property's okay, and then get it ready to be remarketed. Now, the interesting thing that I like about this is they offer you the option for a rent advance. So you can instantly tap into your future rental income to fund home improvements, new investments, or whatever else you need around the house. So you just go onto your online portal, and Nomad will guarantee your monthly payment. So for us, it's $3,800. You can then select how many months rent you would like in advance. So anything up until the end of the lease. Then there's a rent advance fee of 1% per month. So then you get a quotation for how much money they will pay you out today. So for example, I'm on the app right now. My guaranteed monthly payment, $3,800. How many months would you like to receive this? I can choose up to 6 months because that's how long my tenancy agreement is. They then say rent advance fee. My rent advance fee would be $1,368. Therefore, they would transfer me now $21,432. Isn't that interesting? I could do with that right now at my serviced accommodation in Bath. I don't know if that is even, I don't know. I tried asking them, how does that actually work? So their application process for tenants is pretty thorough. And they make sure that the tenants will be good for the money for as long as the tenancy stands. So the application process takes 72 hours, but the tenants have to upload a huge amount of documents. The tenants also then have to pay $45 a month for an insurance program, something about insurance, and also for a concierge for them so that they can be looked after, which in the UK we would not be able to charge tenants an additional £45 a month. I think they'd kick off, but these tenants don't. I guess $45 a month when you're already paying $3,800 in rent a month is not the end of the world. So I think they're insured for if these tenants default. They do keep 1 month rent deposit, but essentially Nomad take on the responsibility of getting that rent paid. Do you think that is a good idea? It's an interesting idea, again, one I haven't seen in the UK, but I love the idea of it because I have just had the new interior design plans back for my serviced accommodation in Bath. The reason I have to do this is because if I flashback a few months, I was getting some complaints about the fact that this property in Bath isn't looking as modern as it could. And Airbnb were very adamant that in order for me to keep my property on Airbnb, I had to do X amount of works. So I had to look at repairing the windows, and I had to show them that I was going to be doing some renovation work. Now, disclaimer alert, I have pretty high standards and I would live in the flat as it is. So it goes back to that thing that I was saying at the end of last year, where Airbnb don't come out and check your property, but they definitely do believe what tenants say or guests say about the state of the property, right? So the property's always clean, it always looks gorgeous, but it's just white. So every little scuff or mark shows up. So I thought, right, okay, well, let's get this property making some more money again. Let's make it looking good. And with that, I went to an interior designer. I got a brand new design done, and now I'm having the flat overhauled. Now, at the same time as that happening, my radiators went in both bedrooms, so I have to pay for new radiators. My shower then broke, so I had to get a new shower. So this year, this flat is costing me a huge amount of money. A huge amount of money that I didn't even expect to pay for, but it's just wear and tear. And because of that, I have really had to bring my budget in to what I can afford to do with this brand new interior design. So I've definitely got to get the windows done. I have been quoted £2,000 plus VAT to get the windows repaired, redecorated so they can be used again. The radiators are an extra £1,000 plus VAT. To have the apartment completely redecorated, we're looking at £5,000. Then not all new furniture. I'm not going that far, but new furniture, we've got an extra £3,000 on top of that. So before you even get anywhere, you're £12,000 down. £12,000 down. And based upon the fact that last year I didn't have my best year for Airbnb, and then, to be honest, I had quite a tough year in terms of finances and business and all of that good stuff, that my Airbnb was really propping up everything else for a time. And so I didn't have any savings, or I don't have any savings to cover maintenance repairs at the moment. Now, I do bring in enough money that within a couple of months, my portfolio will have covered this off. So that's not so much of a problem, but it means that I'm going to have to use my overdraft in order to be able to afford to do this work, right? And that is annoying, because I have to pay interest on that, but I also know that it's an investment in the property and I'm going to be able to charge more for it in the end. So going back to the Nomad thing, I would then be able to request that money out of the property, and I'd be able to afford to do these works for 1% per month. Seems like a really interesting idea. But it goes to show, doesn't it, that all of you who are listening, who think, oh my gosh, the minute you become a property investor and you have all of this money coming in and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, life is sweet, look how good it is, there are still pain points where you think, ugh, why does all this expenditure keep happening to me? Why is it so hard to keep money in the bank and actually earn money? All of us. It happens to all of us. There are always tight spots. Not every month, but I always find that the biggest refurbishments need doing when you have the least money. Right? The time you go and put all of your money into a new investment, like a month after that, you know for sure one of your properties is going to fall apart. It is just how it works. I'm sure of it. Like, you have all this money, I'm going to invest it. Oh, wait, I need to do 15 grand's worth of works in a property. That's how it works. It's called Sod's Law. And it is what it is. Don't feel shame about doing it. It happens to all of us. So, what point did I want to get across from this podcast? Well, what do you reckon about this Nomad leasing strategy? Do you think it's a good idea? Would you like to have rent in advance? Is there anywhere in the UK that's actually doing that? I would be really, really interested to hear your thoughts on this. Would it be helpful for you? You never know. We might be able to get something like this coming to the UK. I don't know how I'd do that, but you know, anything is possible if you believe hard enough. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm off to enjoy my birthday. I will catch up with you very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And make sure to leave a 5-star review, as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, Natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.